Azia Bibi still hasn't been released. Instead, protests against her release continue to heat up. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, we urge you to take some time to pray for the persecuted. So let's keep that going. Plus, God's using One Ministry's creative approach to build his global church. We've got ways that you can get involved. I'll help you unpack those stories in just a moment. But first, we'll take a look at what's going on in Pakistan. Although Azia Bibi was acquitted of all blasphemy charges by the Pakistani Supreme Court last week, she still has not been freed. Bruce Allen with FMI.
It was confirmed over the weekend that she is still in prison. She has not been released. Ostensibly, it's for her security, but that's still distressing. Here's a person who has not committed a crime, who the highest court has said is innocent of all charges, and she's in prison.
Meanwhile, violent protests are still calling for her death, and it appears that the Pakistani government's being cowed by the intimidation. On Friday, the administration agreed not to oppose a petition to review the Supreme Court's ruling. Bibi's also been banned from leaving the country.
It's a new administration and a new prime minister as of this summer, and they want to have clout in the international community. And yet, that's not who votes them into office. So they're also trying to capitulate to this new political party that is all about maintaining the blasphemy laws, making them stricter, in fact.
Thankfully, Christians around the world can do more than just beseech Pakistan's political leaders.
We pray to the one who is the true ruler of Pakistan. Jesus is the sovereign over all nations. So we petition him.
So pray for Azia Bibi's freedom. Next, did you know that there are more unreached people today than there were 50 years ago? About 80% of the world's population lives in areas restricting mission activity. However, Jonathan Thiessen of Scatter Global, an Operation Mobilization Initiative, says
Manpower Group releases a study, an annual study, called their Global Talent Crisis Survey. And every year, over the past 12 years, they've been surveying companies around the world, and they're saying every year there's been a jump of at least 2% of companies who are saying they cannot find the people that they need to staff their businesses.
So why does a talent crisis matter? Because Scatter Global is helping people turn their careers into passports for Christ. By helping people move their careers to a strategic location, people can live out and share the gospel through everyday life.
Our passion is really to see the churches embracing this and saying, what would it look like for our people to be missional wherever they are, both here in their local context, but then also challenging them to consider doing that globally. So we would just ask for prayer as we continue to interface with the church, that we would see more and more churches living this out here in a North American context.
And do you remember the Cuba project we mentioned yesterday? Well, today, Scott Clifton of Farms International describes why they're starting work in a second location.
Committees are separated by 9 hours or so of travel. It's expensive to make that journey, and it's hard to stay in touch with everyone if you have loans spread out through the whole island. It really helps to have a local presence that's able to help those people receiving loans.
So remember, Farms works alongside local churches to give small loans so that believers can start a business.
We're giving loans to believers based on Galatians, where it says to do good to everyone, but especially to those of the household of faith. And as these people of faith are increasing their income, they're not exempt from God's call on us to give and to be generous. And so they give back to their churches, which enables their churches to expand in ministry.
One church started a fellowship meal to build stronger relationships.
There's great community in this, and it's been really beneficial to the church.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from the beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. So get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.